This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
Shedeur Sanders finally gets drafted in the NFL draft. What, number 140-something?
44th.
Yeah. And he goes to the Cleveland Browns, which is not noted for quarterbacks, by the way. So, but at least he got drafted, okay?
Well,
the
yeah.
The kid was waiting, and he finally got the phone call.
And in 2018, Dion put out a statement that a young quarterback should never go to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Avoid it at all costs. You know,
yeah.
This is like karma, man.
I mean,
you know, you put something like that out there toward an organization,
exactly.
And then that organization
yeah.
comes and gets your kid.
Yeah,
you know?
I know it is. I mean, and they
it's
really
like carb.
They thought he was going to be top five.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it was just insane.
Missed
and then
it.
People were saying it was Dion's fault because Dion. I think Carson brought that up too because they thought that Dion would have too much power and try to overtake the team. You know, with his comments.
I mean, if you think about that, that's a lot to take on.
Yeah, because they said Dion wants to be a coach in the NFL, and so he would be, you know, speaking up all the time. So they said it was his fault.
Do you think he's gonna? You think he's gonna become a legit quarterback in the NFL?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
I hope he does because it would be a great story.
It would
like
be
after
a nice
all
revenge.
Of this, yeah.
I think everybody hopes he does.
Yeah.
It's just, can he? I mean, they've already got four quarterbacks on that team.
Yeah.
Four.
That's
he's the fifth.
It's
all right. Over the weekend, as he's waiting on that phone call for the Cleveland Browns, somebody prank called him.
Not
it was
just
a kid.
Somebody.
It was a coach's kid.
For the Falcons.
Yeah. It was a coach's kid who claims. Now, wait a minute. You're projected to be top five pick. Now over 100 people have been picked in front of you, and you still haven't been picked. You don't even know if you're going to get picked at this point. And then some kid calls your cell phone and pretends he with one of the teams, the Saints, and that they're going to draft you. Just a prank call. And the kid claims he got the number off of his dad's computer, who's a coach for the Atlanta Falcons.
Here's what the Falcons' statement said. Earlier in the week, Jax Ubrich, the 21-year-old son of defensive coordinator Jeff, unintentionally, that's where everybody lost their minds, unintentionally my butt, came across the draft contact phone number for Shedeur Sanders off an open iPad while visiting his parents' home and wrote the number down to later conduct a prank call. Jeff was unaware of the data exposure of any facets of the prank or any facets of the prank and was made aware of the above after the fact.
That sounds like a prank a 16-year-old would do.
Yeah.
Not a 21-year-old. You would think, and your dad's an NFL coach.
And
what the hell are you thinking?
And I think this kid plays at Ole Miss, and he's really good.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not only that, you know the number one story in the NFL draft. Your dad's an NFL coach, okay? Can I say it again? And you know the number one story is Shedeur Sanders. And you're going to prank call him?
And you used the word unintentionally, grabbed the phone number. You wrote it down on another thing.
You knew what you were doing.
Exactly.
It's
so weird.
All right, here's the audio of Shedeur getting the phone call from this little prankster.
What's up? Hello?
Hello?
You got that call.
You know what's going on?
Ready to go.
Say it one more time for me.
This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Good, been waiting on you.
Ready to go!
Yeah, we have. It's been a long wait, man.
Nah, for sure.
We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
Yeah, yes, sir. Let's be legendary.
Yeah, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Ready to go!
What does that mean?
What? What are you saying?
I don't know.
How you gonna ask us what it mean and you was on the phone?
You heard that? You said you're gonna have to wait a little bit longer.
Oh, poor guy. The guy, the kid that did it made a statement. On Friday night, I made a tremendous mistake, Shadur. What I did was completely inexcusable, embarrassing, and shameful. I'm so sorry I took away from your moment. It was selfish and childish. I could never imagine getting ready to celebrate one of the greatest moments of your life, and I made a terrible mistake and messed with that moment. Thank you for accepting my call earlier today. I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a mess.
What a mess.
Oh, that poor dad,
that
too.
That is so bad.
Oh, that dad's got to be humiliated.
Again, it's the number one story in the NFL draft is Shadur Sanders hasn't been drafted. And you think it's a funny deal that you're going to call him up and pretend you're with the Saints and that you're going to draft him on the next pick.
And not only that, I feel bad for Shadur.
Oh, so bad. I mean, he's already having a bad time. I mean, the guy's falling so far down the list. And then I would believe it was an actual GM. Absolutely, if I get a call.
Everybody did. Yeah. Why would somebody have his phone number?
Exactly.
You know?
They would?
Yeah, exactly.
He even says in another interview that nobody had his number except the NFL coaches. That was it.
Yeah.
Because I think it was a burner phone. It was a different type of phone.
Yeah.
You know, so something
just
like
to
that.
Wait for
yeah.
him. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Just for the phone call.
That's awful.
That is so wrong.
It is so mean. Yeah. Look, yeah. I don't like how cocky that guy is either, Shadur, right? But he didn't deserve that.
No. And you know, I think it's a bad look, too, that he went out that night with that big Louis Vuitton bag.
I
Did
do,
you
too.
See that?
Full of money.
Yeah, and it looks like a little case or a chest of some type.
Why would
type.
He do that?
And it's loaded with money inside of a nightclub, partying until 3 a.m. I don't mind that he's celebrating and got picked in the NFL. That's fine. But why would you be carrying this Louis Vuitton with full of just cash,
and
money,
and
jewels?
And you read all weekend how everybody said that you were showing off and being too, flashy. And
bad move.
It was such a bad move.
It really
because
was.
Because they're talking about the number one, Cam Ward, is that his name? How humble he is, and that's why he was the number one pick and everything. That
and
people
then
loved him.
After that, the next day, Sunday, there was a video that came out from Deion Sanders' house, it looked like, and he's got his sons there, and they're all doing this, we're in the money, and doing all this, showing up their chains, and Deion's laughing. It's like, dude, you need to get a handle on this.
Well, not only that, but they said that he's taking like a $5 million pay cut.
Yeah,
from
he made
college.
More in college than he will in the NFL.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So, crazy story.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.